Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined, as always, by my good friend, Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And back in the production nook, our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Hello.
So, for this week's episode, we are going to talk about worst cast member experiences. A few weeks, or maybe even like over a month ago, we, on our Tuesday, the Tuesday edition of the Diz Unplugged, we asked people to send us their best and worst cast member experiences. Do we do it on the Tuesday show, or are we doing one of these?
I made a call on the show as my rapid fire, as my housekeeping.
Okay. You folks sent in a ton of stuff. What we did is we kind of culled it down to the three best and the three worst. So this week, we're going to be focusing on the three worst cast member stories that we received from you guys. And next week, we'll be doing the three best.
And I will say, just as there were some really, really bad stories that we couldn't include because we had to cut it down. And there were some really, really heartwarming stories in the best that we couldn't include as well.
I also want to say that by a margin of about 5-1, we received far more best than we did worst. So that did my heart good. We had a lot less to work with in the worst category. Mm-hmm. So, you know, good on that. And some amazing. Yeah, it was a tough job paring down the best ones.
Right. So if we don't include your story in the best, that it's nothing against
it is something personal against you. It means we really don't like you and that we think you look funny and you smell bad. I'm kidding. That's Steve, which looks funny and he smells bad. But. All right. So let's go ahead. Read number three on our list.
Okay. So this is from Cassie. She says, "The worst experience happened recently at an all-star resort. I had, frankly, a terrible experience with Disney security. I had checked in online, so I dropped my bags off and headed to the parks. I returned around 10:30 p.m. and started to prepare for bed. Around that time, a man started banging on my door and window."
As will happen.
"He left soon after, and I assumed that he realized he was at the wrong room. He came back a few minutes later after that and started banging on the door. At this point, I called the front desk for security to come. I had not answered the door at this point as I was staying alone. As such, I did not answer the door unless I know the person, much less a drunk man at 10:30 p.m. I was told that security would be coming. 5 minutes passed. The man had left, but security still hadn't arrived. I called the front desk again. The lady told me that someone would be right up. While I was on the call, the man came back. He was banging on the door and window so loudly that the cast member could clearly hear him."
Jeez.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
"I was on the phone with her for 20 minutes, sitting in the dark, freaking out. The cast member told me that he had apparently been going to several doors and that security was trying to locate him. Keep in mind that he had been there at my door for 15 minutes straight while this cast member was on the phone with me."
Yeah, so they're trying to locate him.
Yeah,
and in the meantime, she's on the phone. They can hear him banging and yelling outside the room.
Right.
"Oh, we're trying to find him. I know where he is."
Yeah, you know? "He's right here." Yeah.
"He's in the room."
"I was then transferred from this cast member to someone in security who then connected me to the sheriff's office. About an hour from when I initially called security, both Disney security and the deputy showed up." An hour. That's crazy. I mean, imagine if you had like...
Well, okay. First of all, why does she have to talk to the sheriff's office? Why can't Disney just say, you know, why? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. And why is it taking an hour? That's what bothers me, is it took an hour for security to show up. That's not okay.
If she's having the problem and they say, we can't locate him. Okay, so if he left for a little bit...
That's different.
But then at least have the security... Have someone from security come to your room and say, is everything okay?
Right.
You know, they don't need to catch him right away, but at least reassure the
woman. And she's not asking them to post armed guards outside her door. She just wants to know that security's on the job.
Right.
And she wants some... You know, she's a woman staying alone in a resort with a drunk man banging on her door at 10:30. Yeah, that's going to scare anybody.
Right.
And at that point, what she wants is just some, you know, reassurance
that she's okay.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, they removed the drunk man who is apparently staying at a different all-star resort. So what I'm guessing happened here is he got really drunk and went to a different one with the same number room.
Yeah.
But.
Well, they all look alike.
Yeah.
The drunks, not the all-stars.
anyways.
I can say that as a recovering alcoholic. I'm allowed to say that. So.
She says, I'm obviously not going to blame Disney for someone getting drunk. I do, however, think that is Disney's problem that it took almost an hour for security, for any security cast members to show up. This man wasn't just knocking on my door. He was banging so hard that you could see the light coming through the cracks of the doors.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
Yeah. That's very descriptive that I'm like, yeah, that sounds scary. I had called twice and speaking with multiple cast members before anyone came. I was sitting in the dark whispering on the phone because I was terrified. It hurt to breathe and I was about to have a panic attack. There was really no excuse why it should have taken that long for security to come when there was an active threat.
And again, you know, I keep thinking, you know, this woman by herself, she must have been absolutely terrified.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have been terrified.
Anyone should be terrified. Yeah, I mean,
well, especially you. But
I mean, even if I was with, like, you don't know what a drunk guy that's gonna do.
But still,
if,
I think you feel a little, more secure if there's somebody else there with
you. Yeah, right.
But when you're by yourself, and that, you know, she must have been terrified, and that's what I was saying before about, you know, taking an hour to get somebody there.
Yeah, that's...
It's crazy.
Crazy. Anyways, she did have a little bit of a happy note at the end. She said that after the man was removed, a manager at the resort spoke to me. He personally helped me move to a different room located near the lobby as I was obviously freaked out by the situation. He talked with me to make sure that I was okay. He also said that he would add a credit to my account and provide some additional fast passes. This was nice, but not the reason why I consider it the best experience. I ran into the manager two other times during the trip, and he recognized me earlier from the earlier incident, and both times stopped to check to see if I was okay and asked how my trip was going. I appreciated him talking at the time to go out of his way to check in on me after the issue was resolved, and that it was just going... I appreciated him taking the time to go out of his way to check on me even after the issue was resolved and was going about my vacation. He really helped turn a terrible start of my vacation into another great trip.
Which, you know, that's good guest recovery.
Yeah.
So, you know, the story has a happy ending. But I still, like, yeah, that hour for security?
Yeah, that's no excuse. And
not okay.
I mean, fast passes are great. Disney's fortunate that people are so grateful for fast passes because, I mean, that's a horrible experience. I mean, for some people, that could be a traumatic experience.
Hashtag not amazing experience.
Hashtag not an amazing experience, yeah. That's a traumatic experience that I feel like some people might, you know, have anxieties even after a trip, after having an experience like that. So they're lucky that people are so grateful for fast passes because, you know, in this situation, I think she could have even asked for more. But,
well, you know, good on her that she wasn't looking to get something out of it.
Yeah,
it was good guest recovery. So, like I said, story has a happy ending. And I think, you know, with the exception of our number one, these all kind of have, you know, somewhat, there's some guest recovery taking place. Number one's just
number
gonna blow
one,
my,
yeah,
blows my
get
mind.
Ready for that.
Blows my mind.
Okay. So our number two, we have from Nicole. She says, I'm not sure if this counts as a cast member interaction or not. I think it does. I will say.
This is gross, by the way. This is if you're squeamish, this is a little gross. Yeah. But
she says, but last year when my family arrived at Walt Disney World, we went to Disney Springs to get some dinner and start to soak up the atmosphere. Well, after we were walking by Dockside Margaritas, a janitorial staff member was emptying the garbage cans. After he lifted out one of the bags, he swung it over into his cart. Well, as he swung it, he also managed to spray me with everyone's half-drank margaritas all over me. There was a large tear in the bag. I was coated. I stood there stunned and completely as a complete germaphobe. So I was also in a moderate severe state of panic. He realized what he had done and promptly came over with his white cleaning rag.
That he had been using to clean things. Okay, so this woman's a germaphobe. She has all of these half-drunk margaritas out of a garbage bag that's been sitting in there for God knows how long, sprayed all over. He walks up to her with his used cleaning rag.
And starts patting her down.
Ed starts patting her down. I'm not trying to laugh at her situation, but, you know.
She says, table germs on top of being coated with what I can only picture as pure saliva. I was quickly trying to calculate how many people's backwash was now over my body on my first day of vacation. He then walked away. I'm Canadian and was likely too forgiving at the time, but oh dear goodness, it was gross, and he did not handle it well. I did go to guest services after and reported the incident, and they gave me a $50 gift card. Our trip was amazing after that, but not the best start. I wiped myself down with Lysol wipes for the rest of the day.
I don't blame her.
Oh, this one's like, excuse me.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Especially the description of picturing how much pure saliva is.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. But, you know, I mean, he had no way of knowing there was a tear in it, but...
Yeah, it was obviously not an intentional thing,
right.
And I mean, it wasn't the best move to try to clean her down with a rag, but at least he was trying his best, he just didn't really think clearly in that moment, obviously, to try to clean someone off with a...
Right, right.
But, anyways...
That's our number two. Number one blows my mind.
Takes the cake. And I actually met... Bentley, who sent this in, on a trip to the monorail, headed into the Magic Kingdom, and he's a great guy, so I'll just give him that shout out. Him and his wife are great, so. He says, for one trip to Walt Disney World, I flew into Orlando to meet my wife and her family, who were already on property. My flight arrived roughly at midnight, and I relied on Disney's Magical Express to get me from the airport to Pop Century. It was around 1 a.m. when the bus full of passengers made it through the Purple Gate. The bus driver dropped off every passenger at their respective stops, and I was the last passenger on board. Apparently, the driver wanted to run an errand, but it would be out of his way to drop me off first, so I was along for the ride. We pulled into Hess Station, and I was left alone in the parking lot on board the Magical Express while the driver went into Hess to pick up a six-pack of beer at 1:45 a.m.
Can you imagine?
That's insane.
Can you imagine?
I would have walked off the bus. There's no question that I wouldn't have walked off the bus.
I'm stunned with a guest on board that a driver, any cast member would have done that.
It's unbelievable.
And I get you want to get it because I guess they stop selling at 2 o'clock or 2 a.m. So he wanted to get his beer before they stopped selling it. And, right, they stopped selling that stuff in the stations and stuff like that at 2 a.m. So he needed to hurry up and get his beer. I don't know. I wondered, did you talk to Bentley about that story?
Yeah.
Did he report that to anyone? Because that would have been my first thing the next morning. Like, oh my God, what the hell just happened?
Right.
But can you imagine?
That's... My initial thought is, don't they have like a dispatch that they have to check in with everywhere they go throughout it? How?
Well, they might have to check in where they go, but he doesn't have to tell them what he bought. You know, I don't think he's going to get on the phone on the horn with his dispatcher and say, "Oh, by the way, I'm doing a beer run. You want anything?"
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there should be. Like, I mean, I don't want to say that they deserve to be tracked all the time, but when you're in charge of that many people. You should be tracked all the time, and they have gas stations where Magical Express and stuff go to fill up. There should be no stops in between. That is just someone who is looking to lose their job.
Can you? I just.
He just Facebook messaged me to say, "I hope everyone gets a good laugh at my expense." That's all he said. But
oh, we're not laughing at you. We're stunned for you. To me, I mean, I've heard a lot of stories, but that one, yeah, that one's up there in terms of
unbelievable.
Really? You know, and I don't know. I don't have a lot of, you know, I'm on property a lot. I don't have a lot of experiences, thankfully.
Yeah, I've had like a cast member be slightly rude or, you know what I mean? Like not, but nothing like this. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like these
I mean, on this level. So, I don't know. So if you have, I mean, this is something we can do on an ongoing basis. We don't have to do, this is not a one and done. So if you have some stories to share with us about your best or worst cast member experiences, real simple, send us an email podcast@disunplugged.com or head over to disunplugged.com and just fill out the feedback form that we have there on the site. So that'll do it for the worst cast member experiences at Walt Disney World. And next week we will have the best cast member experiences at Walt Disney World for you. Thanks for being with us. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week.